T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition. Liftoff.
From the Professional Disc Golf Association, this is PDGA Radio News. It's time again for a brand new edition of PDGA Radio. This is for the week of June 2nd, 2008. Thanks for joining me. I'm Stephen James Kaczynski, and this week I have in-depth coverage of the PDGA's national tour stop in the Twin Cities of Minnesota for their 21st annual Minnesota Majestic, sponsored by Summit Brewing. Also got results from across the rest of the disc golf world, a reminder of the upcoming elections, an update on this year's World Championships event, a 60-second clinic on putting. We'll preview this upcoming weekend's national tour stop in Kansas City, and we've got a whole lot more. It's being brought to you this week by the PDGA Discraft, the International Disc Golf Center, Innova Champion Discs, along with the Summit Brewing Company of St. Paul, Minnesota, a proud sponsor of the recently completed Minnesota Majestic. The 21st annual Minnesota Majestic was played this past weekend, and Summit Brewing Company of St. Paul, Minnesota was proud to be its title sponsor and would like to congratulate Barry Schultz and Valerie Jenkins on their national tour titles and thank all the players, spectators, organizers, and staff for another very successful tournament. Summit Brewing Company was founded in St. Paul, Minnesota in 1986 with one goal in mind: to bring back the remarkable craft beers that were once brewed throughout the upper Midwest. At Summit Brewing, their motto is they only brew what they love to drink. Whatever's left over, they sell. Visit summitbrewing.com for more information. Here's what Timmy Gill, tournament director of the 21st Annual Minnesota Majestic, had to say about Summit Brewing and their support of disc golf.
Oh, Summit Brewing Company, I mean, please, if you ever have the chance to buy a sixer of Summit, just do that. It's a great beer, and you know what? They support disc golf. Please support those who support us. Go to summit.com and just send them an email and thank them for supporting the national tour. The PDGA stepped up and made the Minnesota Majestic a national tour event, and a big part of that was because Summit Brewing stepped up to be the title sponsor of the event.
We're into the month of June now, and to disc golfers, that means warmer weather, more daylight, and of course another year's elections for positions with the PDGA Board of Directors, along with half of the state and provincial coordinator positions. PDGA members should have received an email from the PDGA and VoteNow.com with their link and special password that you use when you cast your electronic ballot at VoteNow.com. You have until the end of July to cast your ballot, so check your emails. And hey, don't forget, profiles and statements by the candidates are available on PDGA.com with links also included on the ballot form itself. And if you know of any current PDGA member who would like to take part in this year's elections but doesn't have access to a computer and the internet, well, have them contact the PDGA office before July 10th. Just request a paper ballot. They'll mail one out for you. And the winners of this election will begin serving their terms in September of this year. Also beginning this week, a reminder that any current PDGA member in good standing can go ahead and register for this year's World Championships, taking place for both the professionals and the amateurs, August 11th through the 16th in Kalamazoo and Battle Creek, Michigan. Registration is being handled online through PDGASignup.com. Links and more information can be found from the PDGA Tour calendar on PDGA.com or 2008discgolfworlds.com. The PDGA is looking forward to having a record number of players competing during this year's tournament and looks forward to seeing everyone out there. PDGA Radio will have more in-depth previews of this event as we progress through the next 2 months. Are you looking to improve your scores on the course and in tournament play? Well, on this week's 60-Second Clinic, we're joined by Ken the Tank Franks, regarded as one of the best putters on the PDGA Tour. He's also been appearing as part of the PDGA National Tour Clinic Series, and he explains some of the more common questions and concerns he had been asked about putting.
A lot of them were people wondering how they should hold their putter, what kind of grip, what kind of stance, breathing, confidence. There's so much that goes into putting. And when you can bring it all together, the basket seems so large and putting becomes so easy. All you really want off the tee is to get within 30 or 40 feet, and you know that you're going to make it. One of the biggest ones was with the grip. I saw a lot of people that actually use the power grip for putting, and I myself prefer to use a finger grip, which is basically pinch a disc using your bottom three fingers in the bottom of the flight, almost as if you were trying to put your finger on it, and pinching it with the thumb over the top on the top of the bite plate, which is the control. And with that, that's a great basis to work, whether you straddle putt, whether you stagger putt, whatever you do. As long as you've got a good grip and you've got confidence, it doesn't matter what kind of stance, what kind of putter you use. It really all comes down to those two things.
That's Ken Franks joining us for this week's 60-Second Clinic on Putting. Look out for more instructional tips this Thursday, June 5th, at the Blue Valley Disc Golf Course near Kansas City, when the free National Tour Clinic Series rolls into town. It's hosted by Jay Redding, with Brian Schweberger, Cale LaVisca, Eric McCabe, and Justin Bunnell all scheduled to appear this Thursday from 5 until 7 as part of the Kansas City Wide Open. Sometimes it's difficult to believe that 25 years have passed since Innova's Dave Dunapace created the world's first true golf disc. Those triangular rim discs were faster and more accurate, immediately commanding the attention of all who played. Tournament players instantly recognized that Innova discs provide an undeniable competitive advantage, and our discs have since been used to win more major titles than all other brands combined. Our love for the game remains strong. Innova Champion, celebrating 25 years as the industry leader in disc golf.
All right, PDGA Radio now with Barry Schultz, the men's champion here at the Minnesota Majestic. Congratulations, Barry. It was a hard-earned win going all the way down to the final couple holes on the final nine.
It sure was. The round this morning ended a little bit that way as well. Cale and Dave both got some momentum at the end of our 27 this morning, so things tightened up, and the final nine, Cale really fed off the crowd, and Dave really fed off the crowd as well, and it was just a great time out there.
And you end up with a little bit of controversy on the third to final hole. Tell us a little bit about that.
I turned drive over and went into the vending portion of the grounds, I guess, where there's some vehicles and some tents and stuff, and I went underneath the vehicle. And the tournament director decided that the vehicle should be moved, so they moved it, and I was able to have a relatively easy upshot from there.
That's Barry Schultz as I caught up with him moments after his victory at this past weekend's PDGA National Tour stop in Minnesota. He avoids disaster during the final nine and edges out David Feldberg by one throw to win the Minnesota Majestic. I also spoke with David Feldberg after the tournament, who explained how even he, as the world's number one ranked player, is still learning ways to improve his game.
I fell a little short. A call came and I disagreed with it. And then instead of playing on it and taking the momentum to the win, I got upset because the call had gone the other way against my best friend 3 weeks ago, and he lost because of it, and then the call went the opposite way against me. So I was a little upset, you know. So I should have got angry. I didn't get angry and show my ass, as they would say. But I definitely was inside, and you could see it on my face that it took me out of the zone. And then I just threw a bad shot in anger, and then he beat me by one. But I feel that maybe it was a learning experience that I got to learn, even if I'm wronged or I don't agree, but I just need to not get upset and just finish and talk about it afterwards. Even though I didn't go talk to somebody during, I still should have not let it tear me up, because I had the momentum and I still could have won. And I guess I learned, and he's got a few years on me. He's got more experience. I think that I got a few more wins coming this year, I hope.
St. Paul, Minnesota native Cale LaViska finished in third place, three throws behind Schultz.
It's unbelievable, man. Obviously, I would like to finish a little bit better, get that victory. But like you said, the hometown crowd was rooting for me all the way, whether I was doing good or bad. I could just feel the love from across the whole course, and makes all the difference in the world. It keeps me pumped up out there. Well, just looking into the tournament, you know, obviously I wanted to do well, and I felt a lot of pressure to try to perform here. But coming to the final nine, I knew that three strokes was something that was attainable. I did it last year in the finals, but missed a couple putts early, and, you know, Barry and Dave aren't going to make many mistakes. So I made a couple early, and it was too much to overcome.
On the women's side, it was Valerie Jenkins notching yet another national tour win this season, cruising to a four-throw victory over Des Redding.
It's a grueling course, and we just played 27 holes this morning, so I just wanted to get through these final nine holes and just maintain. That's all I had to do. I was up six strokes, so I was kind of taking it easy, just getting my pars, just moving along to the next hole, getting it over with.
Angela Chigfry finished in third place, 10 throws behind Jenkins on the women's side. More results and reaction from the Minnesota Majestic after this message from the PDGA, who also reminds you that it's never too early to renew your membership for next season and beyond. Looking for official PDGA merchandise? Look no further than PDGAstore.com. Your official online source for instructional books and DVDs, collectible discs, tournament supplies, stylish PDGA apparel, the newly released 2007 Pro Worlds DVD, and of course the ever so valuable PDGA membership. Go online to PDGAstore.com, buy some cool new gear, and take the sport you love to even higher levels. In other divisions at the 21st Annual Minnesota Majestic, which was presented by the Minnesota Frisbee Association and sponsored in large part by the Summit Brewing Company, it was California's Jim Hagen coming over and winning the hotly contested Masters Division, George Mlarchik taking the Grand Masters Division, Peter Shive claims the Senior Grand Masters title, Brad Zaraski wins in Advanced, Chris Dorman wins Intermediate, Alan Hansen-Begg gets his first win in the Advanced Masters Division, Jane Snyder wins the Advanced Women's Division, and Sam Grobels gets the Junior Division. The Majestic also handed out five invitations for this fall's United States Disc Golf Championship. The players getting the invitation envelope were Iowa's Adam Olson, Riley Brenner, Timmy Gill, Jim Hagen, and John Drummond. Tournament director Timmy Gill now gives us his overall perspective on the weekend.
I couldn't be more happy. My staff was incredible. They made it possible for me to play, and I actually cashed, which is amazing considering I had about 6 hours of sleep combined over the 3 days. So I just have to thank my staff. Other than that, the event was great. We had some rough weather on Friday, but things really shaped up, and it was just a great weekend. And Barry Schultz played some incredible golf and took down some world-class players, you know, Dave Hellberg, Cale LaViska, Jeff Bennett. I mean, Jeff had two aces today, and Barry still took him down, so it was just great.
And to finish off our coverage of this year's Majestic, we'll play you the winner's speech by Barry Schultz.
I got to thank this tournament staff. They put up with, had to be 250 golfers and family and friends all weekend. It was great to see. They did a great job getting three courses ready for us, three tough, challenging courses. All the course crew out there did a great job. It was a great battle all weekend, played with some great guys each day. Today was kind of an exciting day. We had a handful of people following us. If you followed us today, you got a show. Jeff was making some aces. We were all making some putts. Cale had some awesome momentum those last six or eight holes of the round today. It was kind of a carbon copy of 2 years ago when we were here when he did the same thing to me. He grabbed the lead and took it from me in the final nine. Dave had that same momentum going in the final nine. The crowd was awesome. You guys are awesome. It's so much fun to play with the crowd, an enthusiastic crowd. It's so much fun. I want to thank all the Sundog participants and all the guys that raised all this money for us. I want to thank all my sponsors, Inva Champion Discs, Solomon Sportswear,
Mike Ritel, Zone Driven, and anybody else that's out there buying Beast and Leopards. Thank you very much. And we'll see you next year.
And now the Women's Pro Champion speech by Valerie Jenkins.
Wow, that was a grueling round, and I'm glad my legs are still holding me upright. It was great playing by all the women that I played with this weekend. I had a blast struggling through the rain and the humidity and the sun. It was awesome. So thank you guys for making my weekend great. I want to thank Coach Dave, Dan, Slick for letting me carve into his head. Team Tioga for making my weekend awesome and singing along, having fun. Oh, man. Sponsors, Innova, that does this, they go far. And Huck Lab and Solomon and Revolution Bags. And thank you guys for doing such a great job. Blue Ribbon is an amazing course. Keep that thing going. Get those mosquitoes out of there, but that course is beautiful. I can't wait to get back next year and play these courses again. So thank you guys.
A look ahead at the next National Tour event is coming your way next right here on PDGA Radio.
Hey yo, Brian Sullivan here, ready to feed your head with more fun facts. So why is consistent plastic important? Well, let's say you buy a first run driver and you love it and then you lose it, but you go to replace it and it just doesn't fly the same. Well, that is because, newsflash here, the manufacturer bought their plastic from the lowest bidder. Now it's different plastic in your favorite disc. Well, avoid that headache. Throw Discraft. They always buy the same primo plastics from the same vendors. Consistency matters. Throw Discraft.
Well, by no means was the Majestic the only tournament being played this past weekend. Elsewhere, we saw Tim Skellinger hit an ace on the 11th hole in the final round en route to his first win, a come-from-behind effort at the Aspen Sports Tree Bash Open, an 8-tier in Flagstaff, Arizona. Also, Jake Newell wins in Kansas. Jonas Card wins in South Carolina. J.D. Ramirez wins the title disc open in Texas. And the youngster, Ziggy Bierkoven, gets a win in Ohio. Check out the PDGA tournament schedule on PDGA.com for complete results from those and all the other tournaments held each and every weekend all around the world. Hey, a brief preview of the upcoming weekend's action is next.
You're listening to PDGARadio.com. Roar!
Located on the scenic shores of Clark's Hill Lake in Columbia County, Georgia, is the mecca of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center, a must-see for anyone who's ever played the sport. With a full-service pro shop, state-of-the-art training center, and two championship-caliber courses, it will challenge and improve every aspect of your game. Also, visit the Ed Hedrick Memorial Museum, home of the Disc Golf Hall of Fame, and don't forget about the IDGC monthly tournaments the first Saturday of every month. Yes, it's all at the world's premier destination for the sport of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center. Well, the National Tour has back-to-back tournaments for the first time this year, as many of the top pros will be heading south from Minnesota down to Kansas City, Missouri, for the 26th Kansas City Wide Open presented by the Kansas City Flying Disc Club. Friday, June 6th through Sunday, June 8th, 2008. Although some pros are taking this upcoming weekend off as they prepare to travel to Japan for the Japan Open, a PDGA major, the early pre-registration list is still loaded with stars from all across the country, including Steve Rico, Brian Schweberger, Kyle Crabtree, Steve Brinster, Matt Oram, Angela Chick-Fry, and many more. However, if the high gas prices are maybe keeping you closer to home, there are other options from the PDGA tournament calendar, including the Fox Valley Open. It's a B-tier taking place Saturday in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Another B-tier in Vadito, New Mexico, with the Rio Pueblo Open, or the Volunteer Classic in Knoxville, Tennessee, the Riverside Open in St. Cloud, Minnesota, Homer City Championships going on Sunday in Homer, Alaska, the Jacksonville Open is in Florida, the Waco Charity Open is in Waco, Texas, And the International Disc Golf Center, they're having their June monthly event. It's Saturday, along with events internationally in Sweden, Denmark, and Finland. Join me again next week. I'll have results from those tournaments and more of the disc golf dedicated material you've come to expect from PDGA Radio. Until then, I'm Steve Kaczynski, off to a distant fairway trying to discover the secrets of the disc golf universe. PDGA Radio News is hosted and produced by Steve Kaczynski, exclusively in contract with the Professional Disc Golf Association. Advertising inquiries along with comments about the show or programming ideas may be sent to the host via email at pdga.radio@yahoo.com or by contacting the PDGA office. All sound effects and production music used with permission from Magic's Music Maker and A1FreeSoundEffects.com. All content is otherwise exclusively owned and copyrighted by the Professional Disc Golf Association and the producer.
Goodbye.